live from Orlando, Florida. It is a special edition of the Steve Gerber Show. Sometimes you just got to take the show on the road. I am America's voice, and this right here, this is Orlando, Florida, coming to life. Big, big announcement coming tonight from the President of the United States. He says he's going to officially announce his intention to run for a re-election in 2020. Right down there on the edge of the Amway Center is Tudor Dixon. She's down amongst them right now. If we don't have that chat, Tudor, there you are. How are you? What's going on down there?
Steve, it's crazy. Remember when we were here? Right now, this road is filled with people all the way back. As far as you can see, it's crazy down here. Everybody is so excited. We've heard 4 more years. We've heard Trump, 2020. We know this president is going to win because there are so many people here. These polls cannot be right.
There you go. Tudor Dixon. We'll get more from her throughout the program as well, live right at the edge of the Amway Center, which we're overlooking here from our perch up high on the seventh floor, looking across Orlando this morning. And people have converged here from all over the country, including Marion Sheridan. She is a co-founder of the Michigan Trump Republicans. And they know that the White House runs through Michigan. It did in 2016, and it will again. Marion, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited to be on.
Good to have you here.
I'm so excited about this announcement tonight.
Tell me what you expect to hear. Obviously, the economy is a big part of the story for this president. Prison reform has been done. He's going to talk about the USMCA that's critical to states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. I'm sure he'll talk about the southern border and the problems that we have there. What do you want to hear? What do you expect to hear?
Well, I think, yeah, he's definitely going to talk about all his accomplishments. And there's so many, I don't even know where he'd begin. But, I'm sure that he's going to talk about, give him 4 more years, we'll get another Supreme Court justice. He's going to talk about American workers, and he's been a champion for American workers with China and the U.S.-Mexican-Canadian trade deal. I mean, Jerusalem, I mean, he's just on fire.
Well, let me ask you this, Marion, because this is what came up last night. The president getting out his phone and sending tweets out to the world. He does that, I think, sometimes for sport. But in this particular case, he tweeted this in part: next week, ICE will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the United States. He goes on, but as you can imagine, that has the left with their hair on fire today, because he's going to follow through on another one of his promises, which is to take illegal aliens, people that should not be here, certainly criminal aliens that are here, and say, you have to leave the country. What do you think of that?
Well, it's great for the average worker. It's like, I know people who are finding unemployment now because there's illegals that are being taken out of the country that otherwise are taking jobs and taking food off of their table. So, holding the line with the migrant caravan is just another one of his promises made, promises kept. This is why people are so excited about his announcement tonight.
So, again, let's go back to the polling, because I find it almost laughable, really, because in 2016, as you know, as a Michigan resident, same as I am, there were, I believe, 42 polls taken during the cycle between the summer of 2015 right up to Election Day in Michigan. Of those polls, the president led in exactly two. In fact, a Detroit News poll less than 2 weeks out from the election gave Hillary Clinton a 14-point lead in Michigan. Donald Trump had no chance whatsoever, and we know now that Hillary Clinton was sending campaign people to Michigan, and they got polling, and they said, we don't need to bother, and they turned around and went back to Chappaqua in New York, obviously a mistake. And I talk to people in Michigan all the time. I talk to Republicans, and I talk to independents, and I talk to Democrats. And the people that I talk to, maybe you hear something different, Marion, but I don't. I hear the same attitudes I was hearing in 2016. People are worn out with these ideas of tax the daylights out of people. Everything's free. They're tired of that. They want a president who will stand up for America. I don't think it's changed. And I believe if the election were held today, polls notwithstanding, the president would win by a wider margin in Michigan, in Pennsylvania. I don't know about Wisconsin,
absolutely,
but I know where we live. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if we just look at the excitement around this rally today, I think that it was Bernie Sanders just recently had a rally. I think they exaggerated the numbers and said he had 200 people. We have 74,000 people, as of yesterday, have registered for this rally. And there's only 20,000 capacity.
Right. 74,000 have registered. More than 200,000 attempted to get seats, attempted to get tickets. Yeah. Now, we've talked to some people that are on the inside. We've got an Orlando native that's going to be talking to us here a bit later. We've got some of the folks from Michigan, because both Florida and Michigan key to the president's reelection efforts here. And so the president will be landing here. The event will begin at about 8 o'clock. And I'm guessing he could go for 75 minutes. He could go for an hour and a half. If it's like CPAC, he can get carried away and go for 2 hours. You know how he feeds on that crowd. And you're right. Joe Biden can barely fill a diner. I mean, we've been seeing this. He can barely fill a diner. And Donald Trump is filling stadiums. So if that's any indication, and maybe it is and maybe it isn't, but right now I'm saying the president is in much better shape than those at MSNBC and others would give him credit for. Marianne, I'll give you the last word. Why is Michigan going to go for Donald Trump?
Well, because we see we see everything that he's doing, and it's all in favor for the American people. We have a champion, somebody that's really standing up for him. All across Michigan and the nation, Steve, people are holding watch parties in their homes and in public venues. And actually, if people go to MichiganTrumpRepublicans.com, they can see the list of these watch parties being held and see if there's one near them. And it's not too late. They can hold their own watch party tonight.
MichiganTrumpRepublicans.com, the place to go. Marianne, great job here today. Again, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, critical to the success of this president. The announcement coming a little bit later. Live from Orlando, this is a special edition of the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.